All right, let's dive into some computer specs. You know, it might not sound like the most thrilling topic,
Yeah.
but stick with us. We've got this document from AOT, their managed service provider, and it lays out all these minimum and recommended specs for computers.
Right.
We're going to kind of break this down and figure out why these are the recommendations they're making, especially to their clients.
What's interesting to me is that it seems like they're trying to prevent problems before they even start.
Yeah, get ahead of it.
Yeah, for their clients, exactly. Make sure that they have a good experience, that they're productive, and all that.
All right, so let's start with the processor. They recommend an Intel i5 eighth generation or newer or equivalent. I
Okay.
know the processor is like the brain of the computer,
It is, yeah.
but break this down for me a little bit more.
So an Intel i5 eighth generation or newer, that tells me that they're going for a good balance of performance and cost. You know, you don't need to go for the latest, greatest, most expensive processor for most everyday tasks.
Right.
This is kind of a sweet spot. And of course, they say, or equivalent, which means that you can get comparable performance from other brands
Sure, like AMP.
like AMD, exactly. So they're not saying you have to use Intel, but that's just kind of their baseline recommendation.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
And by going with something that's at least eighth generation or newer, you're sort of future-proofing yourself a little bit. As software gets more demanding,
Right.
your computer will be able to keep up.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, if you're a managed service provider, you're investing in this for your clients. You don't want to have to replace it in 2 years.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's move on to RAM. AO recommends a minimum of 8 gigs, but 16 or 32 is recommended. And again, I feel like I hear this all the time. More RAM is better, but break it down. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, so RAM is kind of like your computer's short-term memory.
Okay.
It's where it stores all the data that it needs to access very quickly. So the more RAM you have, the more programs and files you can have open at the same time without things slowing down.
Makes sense.
And so 8 gigs is kind of like the bare minimum these days,
Yeah.
but with modern software, especially if you're using a computer for work, you're probably going to want to have more like 16 or 32 gigs to make sure that things run smoothly.
So it's really about that smooth, frustration-free experience for the user.
Exactly, yeah. Nobody wants to be waiting for their computer to catch up.
All right. Let's talk storage. AOT recommends at least a 512 gig SSD with 1 terabyte as ideal.
Okay.
I know SSDs are faster than those old spinning hard drives,
Yeah.
but why are they so specific about the size?
So SSDs, that stands for solid state drive. They don't have any moving parts, which makes them a lot faster.
Right.
And that's why AOT recommends them. You'll notice they say a 512 gig SSD as the minimum
Yeah.
and 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigs, as ideal. And that's because, you know, software is getting bigger, files are getting bigger. You're going to need that
Yeah.
space. But also, SSDs tend to perform better when they have more free space. So if you have a larger SSD, it's going to be faster, it's going to last longer. It's just a good idea all around.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's not just about storing things, it's about the performance.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the operating system, they recommend Windows 11 Pro.
Okay.
What's the deal with Pro versus Home? Especially if you're a business, why would you go Pro?
So Windows 11 Pro has a bunch of extra features that are really designed for business users. Things like enhanced security features, which are obviously really important for businesses.
That makes sense.
They also have things like remote desktop access, so you can access your work computer from anywhere. And they have more robust system management tools that can be really helpful for AOT when they're managing their clients' computers.
Oh, that
So
fits.
those features are probably not going to be essential for the average home user,
Right.
but for a business, it can make a big difference.
Yeah, it sounds like they're really thinking about security and remote work, which are huge these days.
Absolutely.
Now, I notice in here they mention other things like monitors, keyboards, mice, all that. And they say it really comes down to personal preference.
It does, yeah.
But they even mention that they'll provide tailored advice to their clients. So it's not just like, here's a list. Good luck.
Exactly. I think that's really smart of them because, you know, they recognize that every client is different.
Yeah, they're going to have different needs. Like a graphic designer is going to need a very different monitor from someone who just checks email.
Exactly. A graphic designer needs like a high resolution, color accurate monitor.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone who travels a lot might want a laptop that's super light and has good battery life.
Right.
So it's good that AOT is offering that advice because it shows that they're really trying to get the best solution for each individual client.
And that's where I think that managed service provider aspect can be really helpful. You've got someone to guide you through that process.
For sure. It can be really overwhelming for people. There's so much choice out there.
Absolutely. All right, so if we connect all these specs back to AOT, it seems like their recommendations are all about creating a reliable, efficient, and secure computing experience for their clients.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. They're trying to minimize any potential problems, any downtime.
Yeah, make things as smooth as possible.
And by doing that, they're helping their clients be more productive, which is ultimately good for everyone.
So I guess the takeaway here is these specs aren't just random numbers.
Exactly.
They're chosen for a reason. And it's worth thinking about what your priorities are when you're choosing a computer.
Yeah, and you know, it's good to remember that technology is always changing. So what might be considered high-end today could be standard tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So just be aware of that and maybe even talk to experts like AOT to make sure you're getting the best fit for your needs.
This deep dive has given you a good framework for understanding these recommendations and what they mean. But here's something to think about. What aspects of a computer are most important to you? How do those influence your choices?
That's a great question.
All right, that's going to do it for us this time. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.